The NFL Combine underway in Indianapolis, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our NFL draft expert. In fact, that's how he made his name back in the 60s and 70s, even before Mel Kiper Jr. There was Ribby Paltz, publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter. Good morning, Ribby. How are you?
Hey there, middle man.
Hey.
You still working with the job?
I'm right here.
Ah, good, good. You still working with George, too?
Same guy, yeah.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. There, I'm here at the NFL Combines, and I'm covering it for the good sport.
It's Combine. And, yes, happy Combine week to you.
I know that's a big one.
Thank you so much, Miller Man, for that touching wish you just gave me. And, you know, it hasn't been a good one so far. I've already gotten into a few fist fights.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Yeah, I got into a fist fight with Mike Mayock.
Why?
Well, first of all, I think he's stealing my shtick.
Yeah, we did a list earlier on the show of the Mayockisms, and a lot of them sounded like your terms.
Yeah, the guy is a big thief, and we were appearing here at an Indianapolis gospel station being interviewed, and during break he said some things that set me off, so I stood up, went after him. I was held back by Mel Kiper Jr., and, you know, I started yelling at him, "Hey, you stole all my shtick. You blanked my wife."
Whoa.
You know, I was, and you know, you lose your cool in those arguments, and you're not responsible for what you say. You know how that goes, don't you, gentlemen?
Yeah, we've seen that happen before.
And hey, I want to be clear. Just because I almost got into a fight with Mike Mayock, and I say almost because he punched me in the face about 27 times before I could get off a shot. But that doesn't mean that I don't hate Mel Kiper Jr. too. Because I was Mel Kiper Jr. before there was a Mel Kiper Jr.
That's right.
Yeah, you did this first.
In fact, I slept with his mama.
Hey, don't say something like that.
Because, and I think that that there is about a 70% chance that he's 50% mine.
Oh, wow. Gosh. That's quite a claim.
Well, think about it, because the draft runs so strong in him.
Huh. You do have a good point.
Right. He should be called Reginald Paltz Jr.
Your name would have lived on then.
That's right, Mella, instead of dying with me, like I think it's going to.
Sorry, Rick.
Despite the fact I have over 84 children in 76 countries.
Oh, gosh.
But I ran into Jerry and Jerry Jr. and Steven and Spalding last night.
Oh, you did? Wow. Where, at the combine, at the workouts? Or?
They weren't up here to watch any football. They were just up here to party. They had the bus with them and everything. And so I got on there with a bunch of referees, and we were on the party bus. And I tell you, is that Jerry Jr. a little slow or what?
I don't know about that.
Well, I have breaking news for your listener people that are listening on the radio station that you broadcast from right now.
Okay.
To all those that say that Jerry Jones would never hire a GM, well, guess what? Last night, over a fifth of whiskey, Jerry hired Reginald Bertrand Paltz to be the next GM of the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, that is breaking news.
You're the GM?
I was the GM last night, and my first order of business was to make a trade with the Browns of Cleveland to bring the Johnny Manziel to the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, you've already done something as GM.
I made a bold move, and I got him for a song. I wanted to make sure I got him before Cleveland let him go. And so all I had to give was, let me see, I wrote it down here on the cocktail napkin.
So the deal's already been done.
Deal's done.
Okay.
All I gived was two number ones, looks like Dez Bryant, Orlando Scantron.
Scandrick.
And a Dan Bailey to be named later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Sounds like Cleveland robbed you.
But I secured us the Johnny Football.
Why not just wait a few days until he's released?
Well, that's a good question there, Mellow Man. Turns out I won't really have that opportunity because the job didn't last long. Because this morning, Steven and Jerry called me up, and Steven made Jerry apologize to me and tell me that I was no longer the general manager.
Yeah,
and Jerry was crying on the phone, and Steven was being pretty much a hard ass with him. But you know, I tell you what, it was good while it lasted, and I can always put it on my resume. You know?
That's true. GM for a couple of hours.
And I have got a few player men that you got to look out for up here at the Columbines, because there's so much players that you got to be looking out for them right now.
Okay.
Combine.
A. Sean Robinson, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
A. Sean Robinson. He's got a distance to engagement ratio and a strong leg potential and a fantastic paint blossom.
Okay. You need definitions.
Yes, that's
there.
Good.
Look for him to play football, gentlemen.
Okay.
Also, Laquan Treadwell.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
He's a strong good, and he's got the speed that goes inside the track.
What?
We're missing that. What?
That was the important stuff.
Okay.
Camelia Correa. I tell you, of all the people I've seen up here, all these men that are playing the football, he's got the best penis potential I've ever seen.
All right, you're not supposed to look at stuff like
really,
that.
Really, yeah, scouts don't really take that into consideration.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Who you like better, Carson Wentz or Jared Goff?
I've never heard of those two gentlemen.
Oh, my God. All right. All right, thanks, Ribby. That's Ribby Paltz from the NFL Combine.